Press review time now. The UK, US, and now New Zealand claim to have been victims of a Chinese state-sponsored hacking operation. Targets MPs, journalists, activists as well. Dipti's joining us. She's been having a look through and finding out a lot more about it, Dipti.
Yeah, it's dominating the British papers today, Stuart, in what the Daily Mail calls a highly unusual move. The US and UK publicly identified China as the source of a decades-long cyber attack campaign. That campaign targeted, among others, politicians, journalists, institutions in the UK, the US, and New Zealand now says that its parliamentary system was also targeted in 2021. The US has announced that it announced criminal charges and sanctions against seven hackers who they say live in China. Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, British Prime Minister, is now under pressure to do more to fight and to sanction those who carried out these attacks, particularly as anger is growing over the fact that Britain only slapped sanctions on two hackers. They belong to a group called Advanced Persistent Threat, or APT. Now, to give you an idea of the scale of these attacks, an attack on the UK Electoral Commission gave the hackers access to the names and addresses of 40 million people registered to vote. One MP saying Britain turned up to a gunfight with a wooden spoon is in a bid to describe the response of Britain to punishing these hackers, as the Times reports there. China is set to be declared a threat to national security. Following these revelations, there's also a bit of reaction in the Illustrated Press today. This is from a cartoonist for the Daily Telegraph who has a man saying, "I have a Chinese-made car. I parked it a few streets away because I don't want it to know where I live."
Yeah, presumably the Chinese press are furious about this, Dipti. What are they saying?
Well, let's show you the Global Times story. This is the official newspaper of the communist government. As you see in the headline there, the UK has scripted a big China threat farce this time. That's the essence of this Global Times editorial. The paper using words like absurd and a collective effort to smear China to describe these allegations. The paper also cites a previous article from the Daily Telegraph about the prior disappearance of Kate Middleton, which, according to the Chinese authorities, the Daily Telegraph linked to a campaign of disinformation run by China and Russia. I quote, "It seems as though China has endless designs on the UK. The symptom of paranoia deserves a severe diagnosis," it says.
Now, something different. The American hip-hop mogul Diddy's homes have been raised by Homeland Security. This is in an ongoing federal sex investigation.
Yeah, that's right. The billionaire Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, was not present when those federal investigations were carried out. His two homes were raided in Miami and Los Angeles. Let's see if I can show you the article. It seems like I'm having a bit of trouble. Anyway, according to the New York Post, federal agents were seen carrying boxes and bags of evidence and electronics from his home in L.A. after that raid. Flight data shows that his private jet touched down in the Caribbean on Monday. Now, according to Forbes, Diddy faces multiple civil lawsuits that accuse him of rape, sex trafficking, and sexual abuse. He has denied the allegations, and he hasn't been formally charged with any crimes. Last November, singer and dancer Cassandra Ventura accused him of a years-long abusive relationship in which she says he wielded complete control over her personal and professional life. That lawsuit was later settled out of court, but in the same month, other women came forward accusing him of rape, gang rape, and sexual assault, dating back to the 1990s, including with a woman who says she was underage at the time.
Fascinating story for you now. This is the New York Times. They published an exclusive which shows that the Brazilian president stayed at the Hungarian embassy last month in a bid to avoid criminal prosecution.
Well, the New York Times says that it was a bid to avoid criminal prosecution. It's quite extraordinary. Last February, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's passport was confiscated and two aides were arrested for attempting to plot a coup after he lost the 2022 presidential elections. Now, the New York Times has parsed through video footage or security footage, 3 days of security footage, which shows Bolsonaro entering and staying at the Hungarian embassy in Brasilia. 4 days after those aides were arrested. He stayed there for a couple of days. He reportedly leveraged his bromance with Hungarian Prime Minister, Hungary's far-right leader Viktor Orban, in an attempt to escape prosecution, according to the Times, for multiple criminal investigations, the most serious of them, his attempts to hold on to power after losing those elections. Jared Bolsonaro admitted to being in the embassy after this New York Times report came out.
And from one election to another, a man in the US has legally changed his name and announced a bid for the US presidency to rival Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Changed his name to what?
Yeah, well, the name change is crucial to this story, Stuart. Dustin eBay, that was what his name was formerly, is a 35-year-old Texan. He's changed his name legally now to literally anybody else. It's actually written on his driver's license, so now it's official. He says he's throwing his hat in the ring for U.S. To be the U.S. president. It's a very unlikely bid, of course, and unlikely to go very far. But the U.S. Army veteran and high school teacher said he was dissatisfied with Biden and Trump as presidential candidate options. He said, I quote, 300 million people can do better, and that he's fed up with the constant power grab between two parties who no longer represent the interests of the common person. Literally anybody else, says his new name is, of course, not about him, but more about what it represents.
I wonder what his policies are. That's the crucial thing.
Literally anything.
Yeah, I might be tempted. Well, you never know. Dipti, thanks a lot. Dipti Gularawe with the papers for us on France 24.